The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The June Bank holiday weekend upon us, and you will notice more Gardaí on the road, as you often do at the time of a bank holiday weekend. In addition to all the checkpoints, there is now going to be mandatory drug testing. This is coming in from midnight tonight in the wake of any road traffic collision. At the moment, it is discretionary. There's mandatory alcohol testing, but not mandatory drug testing. That changes at midnight tonight. Here to discuss is a sergeant in the Roads Policing Division, Gavin Coleman. Gavin, you're welcome to the show. And we might talk about those changes, about what's happening on the roads, about what you're testing for in just a moment. But you've brought some of these kits with you into studio, and we're going to do a test.
Yes.
So I'm going to be drug tested here to make sure that I am kind of compass mentis and I'm okay to present a radio show and drive home to Kilkenny. So tell us what we have here in front of us.
Okay, so yeah, this I'll describe it. This is the DrugWipe 6S. This is what we've been using for the last 2 years or so. For all intents and purposes, it's as big as a COVID test, and it works similar. So all we have to do is open this and take this blue piece off, which comes off the top of the test, and I have three little pads. And all we have to do is ask drivers to rub their tongue along these three pads.
Okay.
So once you rub that on your tongue and make sure the three pads turn yellow, and then that's the sample taken.
Okay, yeah, they're kind of gone yellow. Is that yellow?
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
So I just need to put this back onto the top of,
I had a little mini Toblerone before I came in, so I'm a bit claggy there. But anyway, we got it. Enough saliva. I think Kira Kelly was on holiday. She brought home Toblerones. That's what I was eating.
I just have to hold this upright for about 10 seconds. And we'll on the desk and we can continue on.
So it's kind of COVID testy, as they say. Like it's very similar. You've got the solution. You mix what you're after, kind of extracting from the mouth. And there's a little kind of indicator, and like the two stripes for positive for COVID.
Yeah, so there's an indicator window at the front, and people will be aware of the indicator on the top of a COVID test.
Yeah.
And you have the three lines that go across to indicate that the test is done properly.
Yeah.
And then any of the other lines will indicate some sort of substance that you'll be positive for.
Okay.
So if you just get the three lines across and nothing else pops up, that means it's a negative test. There's nothing in your system.
So what it could identify in me is what's written on the front of the packet, is it?
Yeah, so it identifies cannabis, cocaine, opiates, benzodiazepines, and amphetamines and methamphetamines.
Okay.
So it covers a wide range of drugs. Obviously, just for people to be aware, one of those are opiates, can be in some over-the-counter prescription drugs.
Sorry,
yes. Over-the-counter, but prescription drugs. Strong painkillers can have that. So it's just for some people to be aware, if you are taking strong painkillers and you do have opiates in them, and your doctor or somebody tells you not to drive while on these drugs, it's very important that you heed that advice and don't drive. Because if you are detected driving erratically or some sort of impairment and you come back positive for opiates, albeit you're taking legal prescription medication, you can end up getting arrested and possibly be brought to court.
So if that comes up positive for me and I've taken methamphetamines or cocaine or cannabis, I'm in bother, full stop, regardless of how I'm driving.
Yeah,
any because they're controlled substance.
Okay. You're in bother if you come up positive for that. Whether we stop you or whether you come up to a mandatory intoxicant testing checkpoint, you will be arrested straight away.
But the opioids, if I'm on codeine, say painkillers or something like that, and I'm driving perfectly fine, what happens at the checkpoint?
So, if it's the case that you just come up to a mandatory intoxicant checkpoint and you're tested and it comes up positive, we do have to couple that with some level of impairment. So, if it's the case that we haven't observed your driving, we can do a roadside impairment test. We can check to see whether you are physically impaired by talking to you. We can check your pupil dilation, all these sort of things. And so if we don't have any evidence of impairment, then there's no offence committed.
Okay.
Otherwise, that if we're driving behind you and you're driving quite erratically, and as a result of that, we stop you, that's evidence of impaired driving, and you come back positive for opiates. Again, you can be arrested for that, and it is the same charge as if you've come back positive for the likes of cocaine.
Ah, that's interesting. So the roadside impairment test, what does that have? You mentioned you'd kind of look at my pupils, you'd have a conversation with me. People might be familiar with the TV version in the States or something where they're touching their nose or standing on one leg. Do you do that type of thing?
These are things that can be done, it is in the legislation. And so we would obviously make detailed notes in our notebook with regards to how we are observing you, or how we observed your driving. And if the guard who was observing has a reasonable suspicion that you are impaired, you are liable to being arrested. You'd be brought to a Garda station and a blood sample would be taken then. Yeah, so it is important if you're told not to drive while on those medications, you have to hear that.
And when you say a blood sample, so why the need for a blood sample once you go to the station?
So if you come back positive on one of these drug wipes, that's just an indication that you may be over the limit for driving. There are certain limits when it comes to these drugs.
Okay.
So what we do is we arrest you for the purposes of bringing you back to a station. We call a designated doctor. They will take a blood sample from you. That sample is sent to the Medical Bureau of Road Safety and it's analysed to give us an exact reading of the substance that is in your system. And based on that reading, the Medical Bureau will send us a certificate saying that you have a certain level of that drug in your system.
Okay.
And based on that level, then you will either be summoned to court or you might be under a certain limit and won't be subject to any...
And why the limit at all? Are there things that are perfectly legitimate for me to be ingesting, for example, that might register beyond codeine? I mean, if somebody eats a load of poppy seeds on top of a burger bun, I mean, is that going to kind of opioid?
I suppose there are certain myths around, you know, somebody might have something in their system for 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
Into a car and they start driving. This test isn't going to register that. The roadside test may register trace elements of something in your system. But then we have to go through the process of getting a blood sample with regards to getting an exact level. And that test may not actually show up anything, or it may show up trace elements, but there's nothing concrete to say that this level will actually impair your driving. So this is all about road safety, really, and impaired driving. And so we don't want to go penalising people who are driving perfectly fine and won't be under the influence of any impairment. So it is all about catching people who are under the influence of an intoxicant to such an extent that they're actually impaired.
And it's the blood test, it's the results of the blood test that are cited in court if it were to go that far, rather than the roadside test.
Until we get that result back from the Medical Bureau, it's only a suspicion. And until we get that certificate to say it is over a certain level, then we know there is an offence committed and we issue a summons.
And is it the same with the intoxilizer for drink driving on the side of the road?
Yes, it is. So the roadside breath test, which everyone is probably aware of, that's pretty much the same thing. We get people to blow into it and it comes back either a pass or fail.
Yeah.
We don't have an exact reading at the roadside. We just know that there is then a reasonable suspicion that they are over the limit, which gives us a power to arrest them. They'll be brought back to the station. Now, it's done slightly differently. We can either use the intoxilizer machine that we have in the station, which gives us the exact reading there and then. So we can charge people straight away if they're over the limit.
Yeah.
Other than that, if there's for some reason they can't use that machine, for example, if they have chronic breathing problems, they mightn't be able to actually blow into the machine. We can call a doctor to get a blood or a urine sample. Pretty much the same process.
How often do people have, and I'm going to use air quotes, chronic breathing problems?
It does happen from time to time. They don't get away with it, though. We can always revert to getting a doctor. So we'll get the same result anyway.
Okay, so there's a stay of execution for for 5 minutes.
Yeah, this is it.
So how often are these happening now on the road, the drug testing?
Well, the benefit of this drug test, previous to this, we had quite a big cumbersome machine that we had to carry around in cars. And obviously the ordinary guard on the beat who may stop somebody and suspect them to be under the influence, they'd have to call a car to bring this machine out to them. Whereas now we have these little kits that you can carry in your pocket. So
they're in all the road policing cars, probably, aren't they?
They're in every car.
They
can be in your pocket if you're on the beat down on Connell Street. So everybody can have one of these, which is the great benefit. Just to give you an example, this year so far, there has been 1,294 people arrested for drug driving already this year.
Okay.
So we are out there, we are catching these people. So I suppose the main message we have today is just don't take any sort of drug if you consider driving. And if you do, we are out there and expect to be tested.
Are there kind of trends that emerge that you see on the roads in terms of who's likely to be drug driving? Is it kind of people from across the board? Or is it kind of young lads, the same way you would have had young lads maybe drink driving in the past? What is it?
I'm not too sure. Like I suppose if I were to answer that question, it would just be an anecdotal answer.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have any concrete evidence either way. It is the case. You can see from that statistic, that's quite a large statistic that we're getting, like 1,294 people, and we're only halfway into the year. I suppose it shows two things. Number one, it shows that our roads policing units and our uniform units are out there, and we are testing people and we are catching people while under the influence of drugs. But it possibly also states that it may be across the divide. It may be the case that people think they are going to get away with it, but statistics show otherwise. It does show that we are out there and we are catching people.
You know these cafes that sell products with THC and all that stuff in it now, or cannabis. I don't know what's in it, but anyway, these kind of they have cannabis leaves and the signs and all of this type of thing. I know I found very kind of old and not with it, as I describe them that way. Do those products, those teas and coffees and protein balls with THC in it or whatever, do they come up on the test?
It depends on what's in them. With regards to the cannabis, it does test for specific, like tetrahydrocannabinol is one of them.
Okay.
I can't remember off the top of my head what the other one is.
Okay.
So there are specific ingredients where the blood test and what the Medical Bureau of Road Safety tests for. And then we'll get that the positive reading for it. Mm. To be honest, I don't know what really is in those products that you can get.
I don't think people who buy them,
but at the end
necessarily
of the day,
know.
We just work off what the certificate is sent out to us from the Medical Bureau, and if it comes up as a positive and a reading, that's what we work off.
Has the test completed there, my test that I've done with you actually?
So we have three control lines, so it was a good test.
Okay.
And nothing else, so you're complete.
Nothing else.
You're good to drive home, Steve.
This is kind of worrying. The team were really keen last night to stress that I was doing this, and I had to say to them, what do you think I do on a Thursday night at home in Kilkenny?
It's proven now you weren't doing anything.
I wasn't doing anything, so I'm perfectly safe to drive home after the show.
It's as simple as that, and it's quite clear, if you can see, three lines there, which comes up as a good test, and then if there was anything under that, we know that there's possibly a positive result there.
Yeah. So I'll be driving home tonight kind of on the precipice of a bank holiday weekend. The roads will be busy, June bank holiday weekend. The weather looks pretty decent, so there'll be lots of people going to beaches and the seaside and swimming in rivers and lakes. And I actually noticed this morning on the way up after Carlow, there was a couple of Gardaí in the road, a couple of different speed traps and a guy on a motorbike as well. So I assume there's kind of an operation underway, is there? As there often is.
There is, yeah. Well, I suppose the first thing I want to say is, in relation to this, from midnight tonight, the mandatory drug testing provisions of the Road Traffic Act of 2024 is coming into law. So that basically means that anybody who is involved in a serious road traffic collision, serious injury road traffic collision, it's mandatory that we have to test them for not only alcohol, but drugs now.
Okay.
So that's the big difference that's coming in as of midnight. But obviously, we always did have the power to test people who've been involved in a road traffic collision. But there was discretion there whether the guard would or wouldn't. Whereas now, we don't have a discretion. It is mandatory.
So if you're involved, a drug and alcohol test as of midnight
tonight. Drug and alcohol test. If there's injuries, you will be tested.
Okay.
So that's the big change that has come in from midnight tonight. That's something that people need to be aware of. Obviously, we're coming into the bank holiday weekend, and as with any bank holiday weekend, we do have an enforcement campaign that starts, and that's consisting of a number of checkpoints across the country. So we will be out there in force. We will be setting up mandatory intoxicant test checkpoints. More than likely, if you're out and about this weekend, you'll come across one of those checkpoints or a Garda patrol. And as I said, every guard has one of these drug wipes just in their pockets, you know, so we don't have to call a car for it anymore. And this is on the backdrop of so far this year, we've had 79 people that have died on our roads. And the thing about it is, that's not just a statistic. That's 79 people that aren't coming home. It's a ripple effect. That's 79 families who aren't having a loved one coming home. You know, people have lost friends, people have lost sons, people have lost fathers, people have lost mothers. Sometimes we get lost in these statistics, but it's 79 people that are not coming home. They went out for a drive or for a commute or whatever they were doing, and they never made it home. And that's the message that I want to get across. Unfortunately, it's 7% up on this time last year.
Yeah.
So these measures are coming into place. And we will be out in force over the weekend, over the bank holiday weekend, because we want to try and get these numbers down.
We
want to reduce these serious and fatal road traffic collisions. It's our primary goal. But we need the public's help. You know, we need people to heed the messages that we keep putting out. And the main messages are always there. We need people to slow down, stay within the speed limits, stay off your phone, don't get distracted by anything. Wear your seatbelts, and obviously don't drink or use drugs and drive. If it's the case that you do, it's highly likely you're going to be stopped and you're going to be tested.
Yeah.
And you'll lose your license as a result. But you might kill somebody. You know, we don't want that number to go up anymore today. As I said, they're not statistics. These are people that haven't come home. These are loved ones that people are grieving for now, you know. And we need to just respect each other. Like, we all have a responsibility on the road. Every single driver in this country has a responsibility to drive safely. It's really, really important that people understand that. It's one of the most dangerous things we do on a regular basis, getting into a car or getting onto a bike or a pedal cycle or something.
Yeah.
Getting out onto the road. So it's important that people understand that and realise that those 79 people, it's not just a statistic. They're real people, and people are dying on the roads, and we need to change that.
Sergeant Gavin Coleman. Gavin, thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you.
Here in studio. And glad to see I made it through the test with flying colours. And as he said, as of midnight tonight, that test will be mandatory along with the alcohol test at any serious roadside collision. So you are duly warned, and great advice as always going into a bank holiday weekend, because I know the roads will be busy. So Gavin, thank you again very, very much.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.